Robot Building Supplies. They've got it and deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Welcome back. Time for your calls. 1-300-736-736 is the number. 1-300-736-736. About to talk to Frank Panisi in about 10 or 15 minutes' time about this story in the Daily Telegraph about a resumption of the NRL season being possible for June 1. Daily Telegraph writing a story saying that there is a Project Apollo that's been launched by the NRL. 59 days to lift off is their headline. Frank Panisi on that a little bit later on. But your calls, 1-300-736-736 is the number. 1-300-736-736. Anything you'd like to discuss before then. Nicholas in Geelong. Welcome, Nicholas.
Now, Dwayne, I'm on a farm. If I'm not getting good reception, tell me and I'll move. I'll stay still while I'm talking to you.
Fair enough.
Am I coming through clearly?
Loud and clear.
Great. Okay, forget Project Apollo 61 days. I'm announcing Project 2 Up on your program to resume football by Anzac Day. The reason why it's called Project 2 Up is because we'll get Collingwood and Essendon playing and then AFL to resume the week after that.
So how do we do it? How do we get it up and running, Nicholas?
Quarantine 101. We've got thousands of farms right across Australia that have quarantines for their animals, for their plants, for their fish. And if that quarantine breaks down, the farm dies. Now, when's the last time you heard of a farm dying? Quarantine is particularly easy to put into practice, and COVID-19 is a particularly easy disease to quarantine. You and your family could spend 10 years within 3 metres of a million people with COVID-19. So long as you're upwind, you'd never catch it. Okay, so this is how we do it. Every AFL team goes into our hotel, and each player is housed in quarantine in a single room for 14 days. I wonder where we would find empty hotels at this time of the year. After 14 days, they're checked before they go in for virus. They're checked at the end of 14 days. They then get flown on empty aeroplanes to Tasmania. I wonder where we would find empty aeroplanes. You house the entire AFL across Tasmania in different towns, and they're kept in quarantine from the population. So they're in quarantine, they're not going to catch COVID-19, they're not going to give it to anyone, and they get bussed to the various ovals to play the entire AFL season in Tasmania.
And when can we get it up and running in your eyes? How quickly, Nicholas? What are you talking about? Anzac Day for just Collingwood and Essendon and every other team after that.
Okay. If we got this organised, I've spent the whole week calling officials from the AFL. I'm not getting any calls returned, so I'd like to leave my number with you.
Right,
If we put players into hotels in the next week, Collingwood and Essendon could play on the 25th. And then following the 25th, you'd start the AFL season. It's based on the quarantine measure you use on farms, quarantine 101, basic science.
What do you farm out there in Geelong, Nicholas? What have you got up and running at the moment?
Mate, I'm starting a business growing heirloom vegetables for restaurants.
Great to have you, Nicholas. Appreciate your call and your optimism. 1-300-736-736. Nicholas, give me a call. Frank Panisi is about to join me. Melbourne Storm, General Manager of Football, for a McCafe coffee catch-up. We're drive-through people, McCafe. We're coffee people. And Frank Panisi not far away from having a chat about the pay situation that has been resolved in the world of NRL and this Project Apollo that's on the front page of the Daily Telegraph talking about a July 1 start, 59 days till liftoff. 1-300-736-736. It's already been a few coming through on the speckle text about our previous caller. Thanks for all those. I won't read them all out. Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters, Jared and Lilydale. He wants that as his pump-up song as a play-in from the ad breaks. Thanks for that. We'll put that on the list. Machine Head by Bush, Jared and Lilydale as well. So he's given us a couple of options there. God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols. Okay, we'll see if we can get that on there as well. Song 2 by Blur, plenty coming through. Frank Panisi, in the meantime, joins me, Melbourne Storm General Manager of Football. Welcome to you, Frank. Thanks for your time.
Great to be on, Dwayne.
It's an interesting world we live in right now. Frank, we all wake up every day and have a look at what the stories are and see if we can sift through them to find those that are relevant and those that aren't so relevant. It it is interesting to read the Daily Telegraph's headline. There's 59 days to liftoff and two distinct areas of isolation for teams where they can get together. How much of this, from a general manager of football's view, is feasible?
We might be going to Mars or on the moon to play. Who knows? That might be the safest spot. I think, you know, we're all desperate to go back to work and be able to play, and like anyone else in the community, I think you have to look at every possible option. I think you probably a couple of weeks, you know, even last week, you probably would have laughed at such a suggestion, but you got to look at it seriously. And as long as the players and the staff, the health and safety are considered, and more important, and just as important, everything fulfills government regulations, you've got to genuinely look at it. Whether it can happen or not, we don't know. Certainly the timelines probably is the challenging part, but I think everyone, you know, in these times would look at anything at the moment.
Are we getting to a stage in a couple of weeks, a couple of months, Frank, where we can test every player, even if it's temperature testing on their way into a venue to train, and making sure that we keep that temperature testing up and keep them away if they do have any symptoms, even of a cold, to give us an indication that they shouldn't be coming to the club? How closely can we start monitoring this stuff?
Yeah, I think it is, Dwayne. I think a couple of weeks ago, I think these type of ideas were, you know, rejected, or, you know, not so much laughed at, they just thought, you know, that's just taking it to the extreme. Given the situation we're in now, and then, you know, got staff stood down, players only going to get paid for the next 2 months, and I just think everyone's generally looking at every possible option. So if that means isolating people and in a bubble and looking at your temperature and everything, I think people now have got to the stage where ideas like this, where that were laughed about a few weeks ago, now generally been looked at. Again, it's still a very, very challenging task that they're coming about. But I think the general mood in the game is let's give it a go and see if it can be done. If it can't, well, so be it.
And it sounds to me, hearing a lot of players from different sports, even around the world, talking, you know, hearing the NBA talk about Vegas as a possibility, even though it's not coming from the NBA, there's talks that Vegas could be an option for the NBA. It seems to me that the players are desperate to find a way to go back to work. They're kind of ready. They've had their couple of weeks off, and they want to find an avenue to go back and work again.
Yeah, especially in this country, and mainly with our two major codes being AFL and NRL, that they've both come off long pre-seasons. You know, unlike overseas, in Australia, we have long pre-seasons, and where the players are, you know, taken to another level in terms of their fitness and strength and everything else. So by the end of pre-season, they just want to play footy, whether it's AFL or NRL. So to get one or two games and then suddenly for the competition to stop, it really is disappointing. It's probably a little bit easier overseas where they're midway through their competition, so the break in a bit of a way has kind of helped them. Yeah, they just want to play, Dwayne. I think they've had enough of training and sitting around, and now they'll look at it. And even a couple of weeks ago, our players didn't enjoy playing in front of no crowd. They found it really strange and they didn't like it. But again, if that means playing again, if it means playing in front of no one, so be it. They'll play.
And if it means living together in isolation for a month and not even seeing their family for a month, would they even consider that?
Again, a couple of weeks ago, Dwayne, there was a real resistance. That was one of the big challenges and reasons why a lot of people, especially players and staff with young families, were saying, no, we wouldn't look at that. Now it's changed again. It's probably the landscape and people being out of work and salaries being either cut or stopped completely or knowing how to get one. I think it's like anything else. If, you know, you got to feed your family and you got to make a living, they'll look at anything. So I think, the mood has changed dramatically in our game.
So what venues and what places in Australia are being looked at realistically, Frank?
I think the initial one's been ruled out. The initial one was sticking in a place at Gladstone where it's used for mining and sticking all 16 teams in that area. I just think logistically that would have been, I won't use impossible, but really challenging and had a lot of problems. I think they've come up now with a more sensible approach. I think they're looking at areas like a North Queensland to house four teams, potentially Brisbane or probably more so the Sunshine Coast, four teams, the Central Coast in New South Wales, and I think Canberra being one. So they'd have four pools of four, and so you minimise the amount of people in one particular area, which makes it also from a health and safety point of view far more manageable, but also in terms of all your facilities you need for training it makes it more manageable as well. So I think the new model they're going is far better than the initial, let's stick all 16 teams in one place. I just think there would have been logistically too many issues and too many challenges. So I think, again, they're coming up, you know, with still a very tough ask, I must admit. I'm trying to probably calm people's expectations in our club. So, yeah, definitely a realistic option, but let's not get our hopes. So just see how it eventuates the next week or so. But again, a lot of it might be out of our hands, Dwayne. We might be looking at a situation where the government just says it's just not possible. So, you know, this might come to no avail.
And are you just waiting for a phone call? As a football club, Melbourne Storm just waits for a phone call from head office to say, OK, well, here's what our next idea is. What do you think? Or here's what we are doing. Are you in? How does that work? Or is there now a scheduled meeting? Do you know of one that's happening within the next 48 hours?
No, Dwayne. I think that's probably one of the I shouldn't say the expectations. Probably we're reading everything in the media like yourselves. Mm. So I think there's certainly been nothing spoken to the clubs directly and officially about this idea. We're just reading it in the press and hearing about it like anyone else. So at the moment, we're still waiting for official notification. So we don't really know how much of it that we're reading is actually fact, or some of it's been exaggerated a bit. We're not too sure. But given there's a few different media outlets delivering the news, it's obviously they're getting it from someone, and that's the NRL. So there must be a lot of substance to it. So we're just waiting for that official call to say this is what's happening.
Had you heard the term Project Apollo before you'd read it in the newspapers?
I think a long time ago I might have read it at school or even seen it on a movie, Dwayne, but certainly never heard it in rugby league. So,
okay.
Oh, look, the person who's leading this, Wayne Pearce, is an outstanding character of rugby league. He was a wonderful player when he played in the a great captain and a great player for the Tigers and New South Wales and Australia. And since he's retired, he's been very successful in business, and he's on the current NRL commission. So, and he's a person who's very optimistic in everything he does in his life. He played like that. He always looks at everything with a glass half full, and he's the right person to lead it. So, again, I think they couldn't have picked a better person to lead up the Project Apollo.
Talking to Frank Panisi, Melbourne Storm General Manager of Football. From a player point of view and an administrator's point of view, how important to your psyche, to your mindset, is this idea of having a belief that there is a possibility? It seems pretty important to everybody I've spoken to. Is it important, do you think, for your players to think, okay, well, there might be a go time here?
Yeah, it is. And I think, the old adage is, Dwayne, a little bit of hope's better than no hope. And that's what it's only a little bit of hope, but just have something to cling on, I think, certainly helps the players with their training, you know, that individual, because as I said not long ago, is they've just come off a very tough pre-season and just played, in our case, two games, in the case of AFL, one game. So now to go in your homes, they're limited for equipment, limited what you can do, and you're training on your own. The motivational factor, if you can understand from a player's point of view, it's really tough, especially not knowing when the end date is. Like if you could, knowing that it's definitely going to be July 1 or August 1, September, you can plan. It's the great unknown. So you put yourself in a player situation. How do I motivate myself every day to keep training, knowing I don't know when we're going to play? So, as I said, this may not come up, but just to have that little bit of something to grasp on is going to help them train for the next few weeks. Now, if it doesn't come off, obviously it's going to be a bit of a downer. But for the time being, whilst there's a little bit of hope and it gets the best out of players, I only think it's a good thing.
So do you see a moment when, in a matter of weeks, where you maybe open your gym door and allow groups of four at a time or groups of six at a time to come in, train on your oval and use the gym? Is that where we're headed, and over a 24-hour period? So your time might be 4 a.m. till 6 a.m.
I think that's where we're, if we leave the Project Apollo and the other ideas, if that doesn't come off, when we do come back here, I think it's going to be a general phase back in, Dwayne, rather than let's open the doors and we're back to where we were. I'd be surprised if that happens. I think it'll be just like we've worked the other way, where each week there's different stages being handed down by the government. Things get tighter and tighter and tighter. I think on the reverse, I think it'll be the reverse. We'll be slowly letting things go. So we might be in that situation where there's, four, as you say, 4 to 6 or even less, but still training under supervision, training together, but in smaller groups. I think that's what we're heading. When that is, we don't know. That's a $64 million question. No one knows that. But, yeah, I agree with you, Dwayne. That's definitely where we're going.
You got me excited, Frank. I can see that light at the end of the tunnel. You've painted a beautiful picture of it.
Well, if it keeps us going for a couple more weeks, even if it doesn't come off, Dwayne, it's work.
Absolutely. Helps us put one foot in front of the other. And that's the beauty of the way we're living at the moment. It is about taking one step at a time. Great to have you, Frank, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks, Dwayne. Look.
Frank Panisi, Melbourne Storm General Manager of Football for a McCafe Coffee Catch-Up. You can head to a McCafe drive-through, grab your favourite barista-made coffee today. You can grab your bread, you can grab your milk from the drive-through at a McCafe as well. Macca's recognising that those in the healthcare industry are working tirelessly to look after each of us as well and our loved ones at the moment. So to say thanks, Macca's shouting any healthcare workers a free small McCafe hot drink or medium soft drink until the 17th of May. And by the way, make sure you're following the Storm on social media. They'd love to stay engaged with you as a fan of sport, as a fan of the NRL, as a fan of football. At Storm on Twitter and Instagram. At Melbourne Storm RLC on Facebook. So keep in touch with them if you're a Storm fan. 1-300-736-736. You just heard from Frank Panisi. He painted a really nice picture. He painted a positive picture. Has he painted it well enough for you to believe? 1-300-736-736. Your calls after the break on the open line. Thanks to Werribee Kia, who are open for business right now.